We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, Volume 1, Part 1. We reached item 15 in Chapter 3. You can watch the lesson on the Arvut system or on Sviva Tova, and you can ask questions there also. Item 15.
So, let's start.
Okay, Chapter 3. Explanation of the origin of the soul. Item 15. Now we shall explain the matter of the origin of the soul. It has been said that she is a part of God above. We asked, how and in what does the form of the soul differ from his simple light until it separates her from the whole? Now we can understand that there is really a great disparity of form in her, although he contains all the conceivable and imaginable forms, still after the above words, you find one form that is not contained in him, namely, the form of the will to receive. For whom would he receive from? However, the souls whose creation came about because he wanted to delight them, which is the thought of creation, were necessarily imprinted with this law of wanting and yearning to receive his abundance. That is where they differ from him, because their form is different from his. It has already been explained that a corporeal essence becomes separated and divided by the force of motion and remoteness of location. However, the spiritual essence becomes separated and divided by disparity of form. The measure of disparity of form determines the measure of distance between one another. If the disparity of form becomes completely opposite from one end to the other, then they are completely cut off and separated and can no longer suckle from one another, for they are regarded as alien to each other.
No, יכול להיות ש...
Well, maybe you didn't read it properly. I see no questions. So you have to repeat it and read it again and better this time.
Chapter 3, Explanation of the Origin of the Soul. Item 15. Now we shall explain the matter of the origin of the soul. It has been said that she is a part of God above. We asked, how and in what does the form of the soul differ from his simple light until it separates her from the whole? You can now understand that there is really a great disparity of form in her, although he contains all the conceivable and imaginable forms. Still, after the above words, you find one form that is not contained in him, namely the form of the will to receive. For whom would he receive from? However, the souls whose creation came about because he wanted to delight them, which is the thought of creation, were necessarily imprinted with this law of wanting and yearning to receive his abundance. That is where they differ from him, because their form is different from his. It has already been explained that a corporeal essence becomes separated and divided by the force of motion and remoteness of location. However, the spiritual essence becomes separated and divided by disparity of form. The measure of disparity of form determines the measure of distance between one another. If the disparity of form becomes completely opposite from one end to the other, then they are completely severed and separated and can no longer suckle from one another, or they are regarded as alien to each other.
Okay, so here he's talking about the law of equivalence of form, the law of coming closer in form, meaning according to the measures of reception and bestowal. Accordingly, the spiritual parts come closer or move away from each other. Why is that important to us? Because that's the general law of the spiritual world, that to the measure to which there is mutual bestowal, a desire to come closer, meaning to mutually bestow, to achieve equivalence of form between them, accordingly the spiritual parts come closer to one another, and to the measure to which they are moving away spiritually from one another, they move away. Meaning, in the spiritual world, we have no corporeal realm, but coming closer or moving away is only according to the form of the desire that exists in each and every one, compared to others. PT 7.
Rav, how is it possible to explain the Creator's desire to delight the created beings besides just a deficiency of a will to receive?
No, afterwards the Creator, He leads us by the will to receive that He has created in us, that in that will to receive we're completely disconnected from Him. And by that, He gives us different exercises of connection, of coming closer and moving away and again and again. That's how it is between us and Him. For us to learn what's better, what's not, according to what discernments, do we come closer, do we move away? And by that, He builds in us different senses, spiritual senses, by which we want to be more connected to Him, and then we understand what does less and what does more mean to be closer, further away from Him. And this is what we're learning. It's not that He created a will to receive and He left it. He's all the time working on our will to receive in order for us to learn how to connect, how to come closer, how to move apart, disconnect. And that way we teach ourselves how to become an Adam, a human being similar to the Creator.
I'm asking about before that. How come it's not a desire to benefit the created beings? Why not? Why engage with us and not with something else?
You're not asking according to how things are in creation. You're fantasizing. First of all, learn how things are in creation, and then I'm sure you'll have no questions. You're asking due to your lack of knowledge. That's not the way to go. It's like coming to a hospital and you start offering the doctors how to take care of their patients. It doesn't work that way. First of all, learn. Holland 1.
Thank you, Rav. Question about the second paragraph of item 15. What's still not clear is, like, how could something be created, like the will to receive, that's not contained in the Creator?
Well, this is exactly an action that only the Creator can perform, and the only action, actually, that He did do, which is the act of creating the will to receive, that is His opposite. That's called Creator, Bore. Come and see, literally meaning meaning that it's something that's outside of creation. There's something that only the upper force can do to create something that is his opposite. Meaning, never ever, anywhere, is there such a situation, say, where there is no other, there is no other action similar to it anywhere, Florida.
Thank you, Rav. What's the difference from receiving nourishment from the Creator? Because it says here, if we're separated, if we're not in equivalence of form, we cannot nourish one another. So what's the difference from receiving nourishment from the Creator and receiving help towards advancing towards Him?
Well, there's a difference in request. Either I'm requesting help from Him, or I already feel within me forces that I myself maybe advance. If I understood your question correctly, there's a difference. There are many relations between us and the Creator. All the relations actually are between us and the Creator. Sometimes instead of the Creator, we feel friends, group, humanity, all sorts of parts that are in the world, still vegetative, animate, all around the world that are innumerable, beyond number. But along with this, we have to direct everything to the Creator only, that all these parts are only so that we will connect and get closer to Him. Ita 3.
Sera. La partenza della luce da Malkut di Ein Sof ha permesso che si creasse un desiderio indipendente.
The emergence of the light from Malkut of Ein Sof made it so that an independent desire will be created?
Yes.
The light that leaves the desire, and the desire remains restricted. On one hand, without light, what can it do? On the other hand, this point begins to be the first in the personal development of the desire, that after the restriction, the desire can determine in what manner it connects with the light, with the Creator, and determines itself.
PT-19. Good morning, Rav and friends. Bala Sulam writes that a corporeal essence becomes separated and divided by the force of motion and remoteness of location. However, the spiritual essence becomes separated and divided by disparity of form. So what then is the difference between corporeality and spirituality?
Gashmi. In this, that in corporeality, we measure corporeal distance, and in spirituality, spiritual distance. Corporeal distance is measured in meters, centimeters, inches, so on. And spiritual distance is measured in difference, closeness or disparity of form, one from another.
So there's a reason why corporeality and spirituality are separated, or?
No, simply the measurements are different because the desires are different.
So what is shape in spirituality?
The form, you're already asking about something else. The form is something else. The form is in what manner I want to bestow to the others. That's my spiritual form. Yes? That's how it works.
No, the question is corporeality and spirituality connected?
There's no connection. You're only given examples. There is no connection. In corporeality, you can do whatever you want. And this, you don't influence your spirituality in even one bit.
In the tens, there are workshops. Is that corporeality or spirituality?
Depends what. If they are directing themselves, aiming to get close to one another, and this they're doing a spiritual action, that by the corporeal action, they're influencing a change in their spiritual action and a mutual coming closer between them. Latin 11.
Gracias. El parsub individual nos acompaña desde el nacimiento corporal o se adquiere y desarrolla a partir del ingreso a la espiritualidad con el estudio.
Is the personal or personal patsuf born with us since we develop in corporeality or spirituality?
The spiritual partsuf is the result of the connection between us and the ten and the influence of the light that reforms from the Creator. That we want to be connected and the Creator helps us in this. And then He, by His upper influence, called the light that reforms, makes a connection between us and then this connection between us, among the different egoistic desires that we connect above our egos, between us, in order to stabilize the partsuf, the spiritual structure in which we want to bestow to the Creator. Such we begin to be the hosts of the neshama. That's how the spiritual partsuf is built. A unique bestowal to the Creator.
Sí, entonces yo me incorporo únicamente como una sefirot, en este caso sería malhut, en la decena al momento de conectarme.
So I join as a sefira, in this case malchut, the moment I connect.
Yes, the upper light that works on us makes of all of us together a partsuf, that each one then feels itself, himself, depending on what degree we're in, what role we're in, what sefira we're in, and such. We change each time, yes. And ultimately, the result is a partsuf, which is as one structure, that each one adds to the others and is incorporated with the others each time in different forms, different manners, spiritual forms of bestowal. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that after the restriction, the desire can decide what kind of connection it wants with the light?
No, he can't decide anything. He can't decide. He wants only that he shall have a connection with the other desires, if he wants. Then the light comes and connects among the different foreign alien desires, and then together they can resemble the light and they will have contact with the light. In a personal, individual manner, there is almost no contact with the light.
So another question.
Okay.
So in terms of similarity of form or disparity of form, what does it mean for the passive to decide?
This we'll learn. I don't know what you mean, to decide, which means I decide by all sorts of elements. Let's say I've reached a decision out of the group, from my connection with the friends, I reach some decision. some new desire, that it is higher than our private, personal desires. Hebrew 10.
To another person, what it means, equivalence of form. Equivalence of form is always with respect to a third object that he and I want to bestow to something else, but we don't touch each other. Does that mean equivalence with him?
No, no such thing. Where did you read that?
It's written in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, even in your introduction, that if I love what my friend loves and I hate what my friend hates, then there's something common between us we want to reach. But by that, we don't touch each other, me and my friend. I don't touch his circle, he doesn't touch me. We are equivalent to what we yearn together. We remain different, but we're not one. We are one. That's the goal, but you know what I mean, Rav?
I understand what you mean, and you're saying correctly. I'm happy to hear what you're saying. But in any case, it's not a third. It's not a third essence. Rather that we together reach something. Here we're talking about this, that in some total we're reaching the Creator. We're opening Him up more and more. We're revealing in Him, getting closer to Him. PT 20.
In forms of bestowal, we may connect. Is there equivalence of form in reception? And if there is, how can that help us?
Spirituality, it's only according to the desires to bestow. There is equivalence, resemblance, and only degrees of bestowal.
Tel Aviv 3.
Receptions by Klipot. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, this word neshamot, souls, confuses me. How to relate to the things around me as my desires or souls that have their own correction?
I didn't understand.
When this word is said, souls, how to relate to that, to my desires or desires that have their own correction? What are the souls?
Souls are called desires.
Are they related to me? Connected to me?
Like friends.
They have their own correction?
Like friends.
So does a friend have his own correction?
Like a friend.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
One shape that is not part of him. So does that not collide with the Rishonos besides him?
No, a will to receive doesn't exist in the Creator. Safon 2.
Microphone.
Tov, Kiev.
Okay, Kiev. Kiev. Just shortly.
No. He writes here that the will to receive separates the created being from the Creator. And when we connect in the tent to a patuf, we try. So how do we connect suddenly through the will to receive?
Only through the will to bestow.
Chapter 4. After the restriction and the screen that was placed on the will to receive, it became unfit to be a vessel for reception. It left the system of Kedusha, holiness, and the reflected light serves in its place as a vessel of reception. And the vessel of the will to receive was given to the impure system. Item 16. Since the restriction and the screen were placed on that vessel called will to receive. It was cancelled and departed from the pure system of Kedusha, holiness, and the reflected light became a vessel of reception in its place. Know that this is the entire difference between Abiya of Kedusha and Abiya of Tumah, of impurity. The vessels of reception of Abiya of Kedusha come from the reflected light that is established in equivalence of form with Ein Sof, while Abiya of Tumah used the will to receive that was restricted, being the opposite form of Ein Sof. That makes them separated and cut off from the life of lives, namely Ein Sof.
Again,
item 16, chapter 4. After the restriction and a screen that was placed on the will to receive, it became unfit to be a vessel for reception. It left the system of holiness, and the reflected light serves in its place as a vessel for reception. And the vessel of the will to receive was given to the impure system. Item 16. Since the restriction and the screen were placed on that vessel called will to receive, it was cancelled and departed from the pure system of Kedusha. And the reflected light became a vessel of reception in its place. Know that this is the entire difference between Abiya of Kedusha and Abiya of Tumah, impurity. The vessels of reception of Abiya of Kedusha come from the reflected light that is established in equivalence of form with Ein Sof, while Abiya of Tumah used the will to receive that was restricted, being the opposite form of Ein Sof. That makes them separated and cut off from the life of lives, namely Ein Sof.
So
we see here the main difference, the difference between corporeality and spirituality. The spiritual will to receive is called restriction, screen, and reflected light, bestowal above the ego. Without the ego, we also can't build forms of bestowal. They're all built above the ego, and the others are within the will to receive, which are the systems of impurity and klipot, shells. Moscow 3.
What does it mean that the reflected light becomes a vessel of reception?
According to how much I want to bestow, the same extent of bestowal that I develop above my will to receive, in its rejection that I want to bestow specifically, how much I'm capable of being above it, I made spiritual, the bestower. And then according to the size, the extent of the reflected light, I measure my spiritual degree, my height.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, what's the benefit of Abiya of impurity if there's a reflected light on the will to receive? There's the reflected light. Why do you need Abiya of impurity?
It's written, the Creator created one against the other, that all the vessels that we scrutinize from the shattering, part of them we can correct to sanctity on the intention to bestow, part of them we cannot correct, and part of them we even want to seemingly use them on the intent to bestow. So these are all the opportunities, the options available before us. Desire to bestow, and restriction, screen, and reflected light, to receive directly, or to be restricted. And so there is a need in all these different vessels until the end of correction.
שתיים.
צפון 2.
ואיך לשלב נכון בפנימיות בין
How to correctly combine between the internality of the spiritual and corporeal worlds?
Until the end of correction, every spiritual phenomena on the intention to bestow also has against it the opposite phenomena on the intention to receive, meaning there is no good without bad and bad without good. Both are connected to one another, and such until everything will be corrected and all will return to good. Rechovot.
What does it mean that Abiya of impurity used the will to receive that was restricted?
Yes, that it is the will to receive is restricted. Part of it we could even use on the intention to bestow. That same part that we cannot use on the intention to bestow, it's divided in two. Part that we restrict and don't use, and part that, let's say, we cannot restrict it, and it is on the intention to receive. And that's called the klipa, the shell.
And that doesn't mean that the system of impurity keeps on receiving?
No, we'll speak about this later. Don't fantasize or philosophize. We'll learn. In the meantime, just write down what you're receiving. Don't add anything from yourself. Let's go onward. 17.
Item 17. Man feeds on the yeast of the shells of the klipot and thus uses the will to receive as they do. Item 17. Now you can understand the root of the corruption that was incorporated in the thought of creation, which is to delight his created beings. After the cascading of the five general worlds, Adam Kadmon and Abia, Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya, the Klipot appeared as well in the four worlds Abia of Tum'ah, of impurity, as in the Lord has made one opposite the other. In that state, the turbid corporeal body is set before us, about which it is written, man's heart is evil from his youth. It is so because its entire vitality from its youth comes from the leavings of the klipot of the shells. The essence of the shells and impurity is the form of the desire only to receive that they have. They have nothing of the will to bestow. By this, they are opposite from him. For he has no will to receive whatsoever, and all he wants is to bestow and delight. For that reason, the klipot are called dead, because they are opposite from the life of lives, and therefore severed from him, without any of his abundance. The body, which is also fed on the yeast of the shells, is also severed from the life and is filled with filth because of the will to receive and not to bestow imprinted in it. Its desire is always open to receive the entire world into its stomach. Thus, the wicked are called dead during their lives, because the disparity of form in their root, when they have nothing of the quality of bestowal, severs them from him, and they literally become dead. Although it seems that the wicked too have the form of bestowal when they give charity, etc., it has been said about them in the Zohar, any grace that they do for themselves. For their primary aim is for themselves and for their own glory. However, the righteous who perform Torah and mitzvot, commandments, not in order to be rewarded, but to bestow contentment upon their Maker, thus purify their body and invert their vessels of reception to the form of bestowal. It is as our holy Rav said, I did not enjoy even in my little finger. That makes them completely adherent with Him, for their form is identical to their Maker, without any disparity of form. Our sages said about the verse, say unto Zion, you are my people, that you are with me in partnership. This means that the righteous are partners with the Creator, since He started creation, and they finish it by turning the vessels of reception into bestowal.
Almata.
Almata.
Tell us, please, how can Abiyah of impurity exist in spirituality? How is that possible?
I didn't understand your question. How can it be that in spirituality there is Abiyah of impurity and of sanctity? Two systems of worlds. Because when I take some form, some part of will to receive, and part of it I can do actions on the intent to bestow, and some other part I can't do actions on the intent to bestow. And then they are in some intermediate state, some middle state, not one or the other. And from them are comprised all sorts of systems that they are not for sanctity, not on the intention to bestow. That there is a part in them that, if they're in restriction, that they're in sanctity, and without restriction, it's already klipa, shell. The restriction truly divides between, divides each desire in two parts, according to use, or either the intention to bestow to the others, or to itself. And thus, all of creation is constantly changing. Some part on the intention to receive and part on the intention to bestow. And all these changes until the end of correction that all influence one another, because in sum total, all are one desire and it changes in some desire of all of them. It influences all the desires and such each and every person influences the entire world. Kiev.
It is written that they replace the will to receive with the will to bestow. How can we, when we gather all of us together in the tent, we change our will to receive to a will to bestow?
That's how we speak, but not that it truly exists. The desire to bestow is the Creator only. The desire of the creature is a will to receive only. And these desires don't change. Only the intention changes that the creature can. The creature can be on the intention to bestow, sorry, intention to receive. With the intention to receive is the shell, the klipa, and the will to receive and the intention to bestow is sanctity. That's what can be and not more.
What does it mean they replaced?
Kavana, intention. We only say that the intention is changed. That's it. And in this we change the quality of the action, the essence of the action. That's what we change.
I want to connect to my friends in the ten, right? I understand they can receive the greatness of the goal for me, support to their desire to advance. What do I connect to? Their desires or their intentions?
You cannot truly connect to their desires and also in your intentions. You make an effort to be connected to one direction, to the Creator. In this tendency to the Creator, you then begin to feel, if your intentions are correct, that you are connected.
Niv.
Item 18. The entire reality is contained in Ein Sof and extends existence from existence. Only the will to receive is new and extends existence from absence. Item 18. Know that the whole matter of innovation that the Creator invented with this creation, which our sages said, He generated existence from absence, applies only to the form of the desire to enjoy, imprinted in every created being. Nothing more was innovated in creation. And this is the meaning of the Maker of Light and the Creator of Darkness. The Ramban, Nachmanides, interpreted that the word Creator indicates a novelty, meaning something that did not exist before. You see that it does not say create light because there is no novelty in it by way of existence from absence. That is because the light and everything contained in the light, all the pleasant sensations and conceptions in the world extend existence from existence. This means that they are already included in Him and are therefore not regarded as a novelty. This is why it is written, the Maker of Light, indicating that there is no novelty or creation in it. However, it is said of the darkness, which contains every unpleasant sensation and conception, and the Creator of Darkness. This is because He invented them, truly, existence from absence. It does not exist in His reality whatsoever, but was rather innovated now. The root of all of them is the form of the will to enjoy that is contained in His lights that expand from Him. In the beginning, it is only darker than the upper light and is therefore called darkness compared to the light. But finally, the klipot, sitra acha, and the wicked hang down and appear because of it, which cuts them off entirely from the root of life. This is the meaning of the verse, and her legs descend into death, onto death. Her legs indicate the end of something. And he says that they are the legs of Malchut, which is the will to enjoy that exists in the expansion of His light. In the end, death extends from her to the Sitra Acha and to those who are fed by and follow the Sitra Acha.
No. Namshich.
Okay.
Moscow 3.
Let's continue Moscow 3.
В прошлом отрывке говорилось про скверну, а в этом отрывке про клипот.
In the previous excerpt, it was said that
זה אותו דבר.
Клипот и ситраха.
It's the same thing. These are names for all sorts of vessels on the intention to receive that are called the other side, Sitra Acha. Literally means the other side. Sitra is side, and Acha means other, the second. So,
as much as you have on the intention to bestow, against this there are opposite forms on the intention to receive. Meaning, just like there is in sanctity, such there is also in shells, in klipa. And don't think that klipa is something small there, somewhere. Rather, systems, systems, and systems of each and every desire. In each and every desire, there is part on the intention to receive and part on the intention to bestow. And such will be until the end of correction. And we cut and cut and cut from the klipa, from the shells, and pass it on to sanctity.
Should we know what's between the yeast and the klipot and the sitra acha?
We learn what's the difference between klipa, shell, and sanctity kedusha. The difference is on the intention to bestow or intention to receive. Very simply. There is no more than this. Meaning, you can't say, let's say about this, that this is sanctity or klipa or shell, because it doesn't have its own desire. You can't say about an animal, a beast, that it is one or the other. We're talking about the desire, and this desire only exists in man. Only in man. Meaning, Adam, man, has an opportunity from his desires to make a form of either sanctity or shells. Only. All the rest of the things are not shells or sanctity. You know, in our world, we have copies, seemingly, from spirituality. But actually, sanctity or shells is only in spirituality. In our world here, we're all entirely as beasts. There's no sanctity or impurity here. You can divide everything which may seem to you pleasant or not, but these are not criteria. The correct criteria is intention to receive or intention to bestow. So there must be here a creature that has its own desire, and then it can be either on the intention to receive or intention to bestow from its own desire. Only.
PT
18.
Rav, my Avdel ben klipa ve'oviyut.
Rav, what's the difference between klipa and coarseness?
Thickness is a coarseness. It's the will to receive in its size. But the shell is the will to receive that wants to be using the desire and the intention to receive.
Will it be corrected, or is it impossible to correct?
Everything can be corrected. If it's not corrected and it's on the intention to receive, it's called a klipa shell.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, if the shells, the klipot, are severed from the life of lives, what are they fed from?
From the upper light that illuminates also to them, in order to maintain them until they'll be worthy to be corrected and enter sanctity. Ita 4.
Che fino a Gmar Tikkun abbiamo una parte che fa parte delle klipot e l'altra della kedusha, ma qual è la correzione che
Rav, in the final correction there is a part of the klipot and part of the sanctity, but what is the correction we're asking from the creator?
At the end of correction there is no klipa, no shells. That's why it's called the end of correction. All the desires that, over the course of this entire process of correction, that they were some on sanctity, some in shells, some were not even used at all, did not yet rise even to scrutiny or correction. But at the end of correction, all the desires are scrutinized and corrected on the intention to bestow.
Barur, ken, yofi.
That's clear, right? Okay, Hebrew 10.
אנחנו שבעולם הזה כולנו כבהמות,
said that in this world we're all like beasts without Klipa or Kedusha, but here in the previous item it is said that the one that use Torah or in order to receive. The question is, why is it more prominent in this world, this lie, this klipa? And bestowal isn't so prominent. You can't see it. You can't see the intention behind people.
This world is entirely false, entirely a lie. There's no upper light in it. That's why there's nothing more to talk about it. We need to, as fast as possible, to rise above it, to the attention to bestow, to the spiritual world.
Item 19. Because we are branches that extend from Ein Sof, the things that are in our root are pleasurable to us, and those that are not in our root are burdensome and painful. Item 19. Indeed, we might ask, since this disparity of form of the will to receive must be in the created beings, for how else would they extend from him and switch from being creator to being created beings? This is only possible by the above-mentioned disparity of form. Furthermore, this form of the will to enjoy is the primary essence of creation, the axis of thought of creation, the axis of the thought of creation. It is also the measure of the delight and pleasure, as we have said above, for which it is called place. Thus, how can we say about it that it is darkness and extends to the state of death? Because it creates a separation and interruption from the life of lives in the receiving lower ones. We should also understand what is the great worry that comes to the receivers because of the disparity of form from himself, and why the great wrath. In order to explain this subtle matter sufficiently, we must first know the origin of all pleasures and sufferings that are felt in our world. Know this. Every branch has an equal nature to its root. Therefore, the branch desires, loves, and covets every conduct in the root, and does not tolerate and hates any conduct that is not in the root. This is an unbreakable law that applies to every branch and its root.
Meaning, what there is in the root, such will be in the branch. Everything concatenates from the root to the branch. On one hand, yes, everything comes from above. There's nothing more besides what comes from the Creator. What is our role, our place, our part in creation? We'll see.
Because he is the root of all his creations, everything in him and that extends from him directly is pleasurable and pleasant to us. For our nature is close to our root. Also, everything that is not in him and does not extend directly from him,
everything comes from the Creator. The question is, does it come directly from him or indirectly? So, what comes to us directly is his bestowal from him directly to us? Oh, we enjoy that. But if it doesn't come directly, rather through all sorts of conditions, then in this we suffer. Meaning, suffering or pleasure only because it comes either directly or indirectly from the Creator. Yes.
Everything that is not in Him and does not extend directly from Him, but is rather opposite to creation itself, will be against our nature and will be hard for us to tolerate. For example, we love rest and vehemently hate motion to the point that we do not make even a single movement if not to find rest. This is because our root is motionless and restful. There is no motion in him whatsoever.
Because he has no lacks. He doesn't want anything other than to bestow. So he has no deficiency, no lack that pushes him to do actions.
For this reason, it is against our nature and is hated by us. In much the same way, we love wisdom, power, wealth, and all the virtues because they are contained in Him who is our root. We hate their opposites, such as folly, weakness, poverty, ignominy, and so on, because they are not at all in our root, which makes them despicable and loathsome to us. We should still examine how there is any extension that does not come directly from Him, but from the opposite of creation itself. It is like a wealthy man who called upon a poor fellow, fed him, and gave him drinks and silver and gold every single day, and each day more than the day before. You will find that this fellow simultaneously tastes two different flavors in the great gifts of the rich man. On the one hand, he tasted immeasurable pleasure by the multitude of his gifts. On the other hand, it became hard for him to tolerate the plentitude of the benefit, and he was ashamed upon receiving it. This matter brought him intolerance due to the plentitude of presents showered on him every time. It is certain that his pleasure from the gifts extended directly from the wealthy benefactor. But the impatience that he felt in the presence did not come from the wealthy benefactor, but from the very essence of the receiver. The shame awakened in him by reason of reception and the free gift. The truth is that this too comes from the rich man, but indirectly.
Shilot.
Questions.
No. PT6.
PT6.
You said that we suffer or enjoy only if it comes directly or indirectly from the Creator. What does that mean?
From the Creator, there can be connection to man directly, according to what the person invites that connection, and indirectly from the Creator comes from a lack of connection from the person, and that causes suffering. That's it. Meaning, if I precede the connection with the request, if I precede the Creator with a connection from my part, they will all bring to my pleasure and to the extent that I want this connection. In the extent that I don't want this connection with the Creator and the intention to bestow, then all will come to me as suffering. Northeast.
Why does the child all the time move and he feels pleasant? When we grow, we don't like it.
The force of nature that pushes small children to be in motion in order to develop them comes from above, from nature. And when we already grow, gradually, slowly, we leave motion, meaning this force doesn't operate upon us so much, and it gives us the opportunity to choose on our own. Do we need motion or not? Internal, external? And then, of course, that we remain without motion. And if we make motion, it's only in order to attain a clear pleasure we'll get from it. Although that also in this there is a habit made second nature, that if I get myself used to be in motion, then I can no longer be without it in such a manner. I give birth in me to an additional lack called a habit, and then I need to calm down this additional lack. Let's say I have a habit every day of running for half an hour, and if I don't, then I feel that I'm suffering. Well, how can you suffer from this that you don't run? Other people don't do it, but you built on yourself an additional lack called habit becomes second nature. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rob. My friend is asking, what does it mean there is no novelty in the Creator?
There is
no renewal in the Creator, meaning in all His actions upon us. And we see the entire world, meaning only actions of the Creator. There is none else besides Him. We have one intention, to bring the created beings in the good, whole manner to the Absolute. There is no difference between His actions. They're all for the good of creation, for the good of the created beings. Asia.
לא שומעים שום דבר.
We don't hear anything.
Excuse me. Basically, you can say that if the Creator being doesn't feel the shame, so it's because he doesn't ascribe the abundance to the Creator?
No, this we'll need to see, but there's something in this. But it's not simple. Not so simple. It depends on the desire that already is in the creature, in the created being. PT 19.
This is really not clear. He says that the poverty and the weakness are hated by us because they're not in our root. What does that mean? What is in our root? Only good?
Our root is only good, only bestowal. The Creator, that's our root.
And that's our root where everything's good there?
We come from the Creator. And thus, if we resemble our root to that extent, we attain the absolute good. And if we are opposite the root, then we attain the bad, the evil.
So our work is to reach our roots, so to, in order to feel good again?
Correct, to adhesion with the Creator. But we are in the opposite will to receive, opposite from the Creator, from the will to bestow. And thus, to reach our root, we can only above our nature. And that's our work.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
See the connection with the Creator and how is that done?
Again.
What does it mean to precede the connection with the Creator? You previously said you should first have a connection with the Creator. So what does that mean and how to do it?
But first, we're going to learn this onwards. First, we need to do a preparation, a restriction, then screen, reflected light. To the extent that I have reflected light, I enter connection with the Creator. This we'll learn. Where are you now?
Item 20. Because the will to receive is not in our root, we feel shame and intolerance in it. Our sages wrote that in order to correct that, he has prepared for us labor in Torah and mitzvot in this world, to invert the will to receive into a will to bestow. Item 20. We learn from all the above that all the forms that extend to us indirectly present a difficulty for our patience and are against our nature. By that you will see that a new form that has been formed in the receiver, namely the will to enjoy, is not really any lower or lesser than him. Moreover, this is the primary axis of his creation. Without it, there is no creation here at all. However, the receiver, who is the carrier of that form, feels the intolerance due to his self, meaning because this form is not in his root. Thus, we have succeeded to comprehend the answer of our sages, who said that this world was created because one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. It is seemingly perplexing, but now their words feel very pleasant to us, for they refer to the matter of disparity of form of the will to enjoy, that is by necessity present in the souls. This is so because one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. Thus, any person who receives a present is ashamed when receiving it because of the disparity of form from the root that does not contain that form of reception. In order to correct it, he created this world where the soul clothes a body and the vessels of reception of the soul are turned to vessels of bestowal through the practice in Torah mitzvot in order to bring contentment to his maker. For herself, she would not want a substantial abundance, yet she receives it in order to bring contentment to her Maker, who wants the souls to enjoy His abundance. Because she is untainted by the will to receive for herself, she is no longer afraid to look upon her face, and thus reveals the complete perfection of the created being, the need and the necessity in the long cascading to this world will be explained below. This great task of turning the form of reception into the form of bestowal can only be conceived in this world.
Very big, important things here, very global, that we cannot immediately grasp and understand what he's even talking about, how to get into this, how to ask questions about it. So I ask, discuss it over the course of the day until tomorrow, and all your questions, write them down, please.
But I want you among yourselves to discuss the text, what we read today in this lesson of tests, and begin to ask, but, you know, to the point, from what's written here, in every place, what's not clear. And even also what's clear, check, discuss it among yourselves. This material is very, very important, very beneficial for the development of the soul, in each and every one, and in all of us together. So, let's make the effort to open up the material for us. Okay? Niv.
There was a question, Rav. In the beginning of the lesson, in the first part, you mentioned that we should make actions if we can, so to meet, and even physically, maybe we should do it. So there is a question from one of the tens. I suppose it's not only one tense question. Heading towards the Congress in June 4th till 6th, is there a way to meet? They're debating. Should they physically meet if it's possible?
Physically?
Yes, physically. Some tens may meet physically.
Oh, the ten itself?
Yes.
Why not? Why not?
So they're asking what's better, what is recommended.
I don't know. In Israel, it's relatively short distances to travel between friends, but outside Israel, it can be a bigger problem. You understand? Let's say in Turkey, or Brazil, in Russia, the distances are very large, and people, I don't think it's worthwhile, or maybe there's not even yet an opportunity with the pandemic raging. I don't think it's worthwhile. Quietly, some ten that lives close to one another in one place, city, they can have meetings without troubling one another. And so, of course, I'm not against that.
But,
I mean, why this? We can meet virtually, right? I don't think the physical form is so, I don't think it continues to be so important. We need more and more to pass our feelings, our thoughts, to a virtual manner. Let's see how much we can make our connection more internal. Because ultimately, the true connection is in spirituality. It has nothing to do with time, motion, or space. Think about this. Okay? All right. Merkaz 1?
Since we started studying, or before we started learning tests, we said everything is intention. You shouldn't learn it in our brains. Now you gave us an exercise to scrutinize, to ask questions during the day, to read the text. To me, it seems contradictory.
You may be right, but do what I say. And then you'll understand that everything we learn is to develop our emotion, sensation, and not the mind. The mind that belongs to the sensation is nevertheless in the sensation. Your question is to the point, I accept it. Yes, Niv.
Announcement. Or maybe not yet?
Okay.
So we have our broadcast today starting at 10 till 10:30, a conversation of Semyon Vinoku with Rav Lightman, and 10:30 until 11:15, a conversation of Oren Levy with Rav Lightman. At this we conclude. Thank you. Good day.
cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. She'alev machlit she'rotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut ve'sham hu yotze mitoch ha'galut ve'hofech et ha'nistar la'galuy. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. She'alev machlit she'rotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut ve'sham hu yotze mitoch ha'galut ve'hofech et ha'nistar la'galuy. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 she'alev machlit she'rotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. She'alev מחליט שרוצה אלוקות junto al grupo llega la amistad ושם הוא יוצא del exilio salir והופך את הנסתר לגלות.